Coffee Break Italian, Season 1, Lesson 11.
Buongiorno a tutti e benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian.
Ciao a tutti, che bello, siamo tornati.
We're back with another episode of Italian for you, Coffee Break Italian, bringing you Italian language in coffee break sized portions. And this week, we're talking coffee. First of all, let's introduce ourselves. Mi chiamo Mark, sono il professore.
E ciao, io sono Francesca, sono...
L'italiana?
Sì, l'italiana vera.
E c'è anche...
Salve a tutti, mi chiamo Katie.
E chi sei? Who are you?
The learner.
La studentessa, si potrebbe dire.
Sì, la studentessa.
La studentessa. And we are the Coffee Break Italian team, bringing you our regular doses of Coffee Break Italian, helping you master the language. So this is the start of a new block of 10 lessons in which we'll help you increase your language skills for coping in a variety of situations you may find yourself in if you're traveling in Italy or another Italian-speaking area. And as we develop these new areas of vocabulary, we'll also be introducing new patterns and new elements of Italian grammar to help you learn to form the language and use it with confidence. Today, we are ordering drinks in the cafe. Allora, cominciamo. Okay, we are indeed ordering drinks, and we're going to begin by talking about one particular type of drink, and that is coffee. Now, as I'm sure everyone is aware, sometimes it's a little complicated knowing exactly what kind of coffee you are ordering. So let's begin with, first of all, that basic word for a coffee in Italian. Francesca, how do we say a coffee?
Un caffè.
Un caffè.
Now, if we were to go into a bar and ask for un caffè, what kind of coffee, what kind of caffè would we get?
You would get an espresso.
Yes.
So in Italy, you don't really need to say un caffè espresso. It's kind of clear that you want an espresso.
An espresso. So a small black coffee, basically.
Yes. Very strong.
A very strong, small black coffee. Yeah. Un caffè. And if we want a coffee of a similar size, but with some milk in it, what would that be?
That would be un caffè macchiato.
Listen again.
Un caffè macchiato.
Un caffè macchiato.
So macchiato literally means spotted. Spotted with a dash of milk.
Sì, spotted or macchia is a stain.
A stain.
So with a stain of milk.
Sounds not quite so nice.
No, so like a wee dash of milk.
A wee dash of milk, yeah. That's your cortado in Spain, probably. Un caffè macchiato.
Un caffè macchiato.
Okay, now if you wanted a larger cup of coffee with milk, what would you be more likely to order?
Well, you probably know this word, un cappuccino.
Un cappuccino.
And watch the double consonant sounds in there. Let's hear it again.
Un cappuccino.
So there are two double consonants in there. Un cappuccino. Cino.
Sì, un cappuccino.
Un cappuccino.
Okay, un cappuccino. What other coffees should we think about?
For example, you could order un latte macchiato.
Ah, so that's slightly different from un caffè macchiato.
Yes, let's say in a way it's the other way round. It's a glass of warm milk with some coffee in it.
So it's stained with some coffee.
Yes.
Un latte macchiato.
Mm-hmm. Un latte macchiato.
Okay, so we've got un caffè.
Un caffè.
Un cappuccino.
Un cappuccino.
Un latte macchiato.
Un latte macchiato.
Un caffè macchiato.
Un caffè macchiato.
And one thing that we need to remember is that if we were to go into a bar and ask for a latte, as we, well, certainly I would do in the UK, I would ask for a latte, you wouldn't get a coffee in Italy.
No, you would just get a glass of milk, probably cold.
Yeah, so un latte would be a milk, literally, whereas in obviously in English we use latte as in a milky coffee, but that would be un latte macchiato.
Sì.
Okay, so much for coffee. If you wanted to order a coffee, then you can say un caffè or un cappuccino, per favore, please, a word we've already learned. Let's try saying that. Katie, can you order a cappuccino, please?
Un cappuccino, per favore.
Good. And we can add in another word here, and that is the word vorrei. I would like.
Vorrei.
So I would like a cappuccino, please.
Vorrei un cappuccino, per favore.
Perfetto. So that's a straightforward form that we can use when we're ordering anything. Vorrei, then the drink, and then the please. Vorrei un latte macchiato, per favore.
Vorrei un caffè, per favore.
Vorrei un cappuccino, per favore.
Perfetto. Okay, let's learn some other drinks. What about a tea?
Very easy. Un tè.
Un tè.
Now, if you order un tè in Italy, then the chances are it will come con limone, with lemon. In that case, you may want to specify that you want it with milk.
Con latte.
Con latte.
So, a tea with milk.
Un tè con latte.
Un tè con latte.
And perhaps you would prefer a hot chocolate.
Mm, una cioccolata calda.
Una cioccolata calda.
Now, again, Francesca, can you explain a little what that hot chocolate might look like?
I love it. It's very, 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 very thick. And it's like a melted chocolate bar, really.
Okay, so be warned. It's going to be quite a thick drink if you're going to order una cioccolata calda.
No marshmallows, though.
No marshmallows?
No.
What about cream or milk or anything?
Yeah, you can have cream on top if you want.
So what would cream be?
Cream is panna. So una cioccolata calda con panna.
Una cioccolata calda con panna.
Okay. Oh, I'm getting quite thirsty talking about all these drinks. Okay, let's move on and learn some cold drinks. For example, we could ask for a juice.
Un succo.
Un succo.
And that might be an orange juice.
Un succo di arancia.
Un succo di arancia.
Or an apple juice.
Un succo di mela.
Un succo di mela.
And if you prefer a fizzy orange soda would be?
Aranciata.
Listen again to that word.
Aranciata.
So if you were asking for a fizzy orange soda, it would be?
Un'aranciata.
And there we're using the un apostrophe. U-N apostrophe, aranciata is a feminine word. Let's try it again.
Un'aranciata.
Un'aranciata.
And if that happened to be a lemon-flavoured fizzy drink, it would be?
Una limonata.
Una limonata.
Okay, perhaps you would prefer just some water. So a water would be?
Un'acqua.
The same thing happens there. It's a feminine word which starts with a vowel, acqua, and therefore it's un, U-N apostrophe, un'acqua. Try saying a water.
Un'acqua.
Un'acqua.
And we might be specific. We might say a mineral water.
Un'acqua minerale.
Un'acqua minerale.
Excellent. Now, perhaps you would prefer a different type of drink. Perhaps you would prefer a beer. A beer would be?
Una birra.
And watch those double R's in there. One more time.
Una birra.
Una birra.
Benissimo. So a beer or perhaps a wine.
Un vino.
So a red wine would be.
Un vino rosso.
Un vino rosso.
And a white wine?
Un vino bianco.
Un vino bianco.
Or perhaps you would prefer a sparkling wine.
Uno spumante.
Uno spumante.
Now you may be wondering what's that uno in there. Don't worry about it just now. We will come back to this a little later on and talk more about uno spumante. But for now, just think of una birra, un vino rosso, un vino bianco, or uno spumante.
Although, Mark, I must say, you're probably more likely to ask for un bicchiere di vino or un bicchiere di spumante. Un bicchiere means a glass.
Exactly. So a glass, you could just ask for the drink itself, un vino rosso, a red wine, but you're more likely to ask for a glass of red wine. And that word there, a glass, is?
Un bicchiere.
Un bicchiere. So would you be able to say un bicchiere di acqua?
Yes, of course. Un bicchiere di acqua.
Okay, so a glass of, or perhaps you might want to order a bottle of water or a bottle of wine. A bottle is?
Una bottiglia.
Una bottiglia.
It's tricky. A bottle of wine.
Una bottiglia di vino.
Una bottiglia di vino.
Or a bottle of mineral water.
Una bottiglia di acqua minerale.
Una bottiglia di acqua minerale.
Okay, so far then we've learned I would like as...
Vorrei.
I would like, and we can add to that all these different drinks. But the situation may also arise where you're ordering drinks as the token Italian speaker in your group for everyone else. And in that situation, you can use the word per, meaning for. So, for example, you could say, per mia madre, un cappuccino. So, for my mother, a cappuccino. Or, per mio padre, un bicchiere di vino rosso. A glass of red wine for my father. Okay, there's one other person that you might be ordering for, and that is your friend. So if the word for friend is...
Amico.
That's a male friend. A female friend would be...
Amica.
Katie, how would you say for my friend, let's say a male friend, a hot chocolate?
Per il mio amico, una cioccolata calda.
Molto bene. Per il mio amico, una cioccolata calda. You remembered it's il mio amico and not just mio amico. And if it were a female friend, of course, it would be...
Per la mia amica, una limonata.
Una limonata per la tua amica, for your friend. Eccellente. You could also say, for me.
Per me.
Per me.
For her?
Per lei.
Per lei.
And for him?
Per lui.
Per lui.
And it's really handy if your friend happens to be called Louis. Anyway, just a little joke.
Joke.
Okay. Let's listen to a conversation here. And this conversation is going to take place in a cafe. I am going to be the customer and Francesca is going to be the waitress. Come si dice waitress in italiano?
La cameriera.
La cameriera. Ok, allora tu sei la cameriera.
Sì.
Io sono il cliente.
Ok.
Scusi.
Mi dica.
Vorrei un caffè.
Un caffè?
Per mia moglie un'acqua minerale.
Un'acqua minerale naturale o gassata?
Naturale, per favore.
Allora, un caffè e un'acqua minerale. Molto bene.
Let's listen to the conversation again. Scusi.
Mi dica.
Vorrei un caffè.
Un caffè.
E per mia moglie un'acqua minerale.
Naturale o gassata?
Naturale, per favore.
Allora, un caffè e un'acqua minerale. Molto bene.
Okay, Katie, what did we order there?
I think, Mark, you ordered a coffee, an espresso, and you also ordered a still water for your wife.
Esatto. Per mia moglie, un'acqua minerale. And Francesca, our cameriera, asked a question. She said,
naturale o gassata?
So naturale would be, of course, natural or still, and gassata would be literally gassed water.
Uh-huh.
Water with gas in it, carbonated water. There's another word that we can use too for acqua minerale.
Sì, è frizzante.
Frizzante. So we can say frizzante o gassata.
Sì.
È lo stesso. They're both the same.
Sì.
How do you ask for the bill in Italian?
Buona domanda. Very, very important to pay before you leave the cafe. You can say the bill, simply.
Il conto.
Il conto.
Or you could say, can I pay? And this is a useful construction because we'll be using it in other situations. Can I pay?
Posso pagare?
Posso pagare?
Okay, we'll hear these phrases in another conversation, which we'll do in a few minutes. But first, it's time to return to Francesca for our caffè culturale, and a very important caffè culturale questa settimana.
Sì, un caffè sul caffè.
Esatto.
You probably already know that coffee, il caffè, is a big deal in Italy. Most Italians will stop at a bar or cafe several times a day to have un caffè, starting first thing in the morning, di mattina, on their way to work, il lavoro. Because coffee is such a big part of the Italian culture, I thought I'll let you know about certain customs you should be aware of when you are ordering un caffè in Italia. Numero uno. Italians never drink milky coffees like cappuccinos or lattes or macchiatos after breakfast. We just don't like the thought of lots of milk sitting in a full stomach. Numero due. Another point worth making is that it often costs a lot more to sit down to have your coffee. Most Italians go to the bar, have their coffee standing, and then leave. So follow this tip, as it's a good idea to copy the locals. Numero tre. Just to remind you, if you want an espresso, you shouldn't say un espresso, per favore, because generally that's what you get when you ask for un caffè. Now, of course, there are many different types of coffee that you can order. We are sure you'll be familiar with some of these, but do you know what una granita di caffè con panna is? I love it. It's an iced coffee topped with cream. Un caffè marocchino is an espresso with a dash of milk and a sprinkle of cocoa powder. And if you'd like a decaf coffee, you can ask for un caffè decaffeinato. And what about un caffè corretto? Can you guess what it is? Well, be careful. It's an espresso with a bit of liqueur grappa or a liqueur you like. So after a day on the mountains, maybe you could warm up with un caffè corretto. So why not try one of these more unusual coffees the next time you are in Italy? When in Rome, do as the Romans do.
Well, I think after all that, I quite fancy going for a coffee. It might even be un caffè corretto.
Oh, corretto, doppio.
Sì, doppio.
Mamma Come no?
Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment.
Stai imparando l'italiano, certo, ma vuoi imparare anche un'altra lingua? Did you know that you can also learn French, Spanish, German and Chinese with Coffee Break? Or if you'd like a quick espresso shot of another language, you can try one of our 26 one-minute language courses from Arabic to Zulu. For all your language learning needs, go to coffeebreaklanguages.com.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, it's now time to put some of this language into practice with another conversation. And this time, Katie, what I'd like you to do is translate as we go along. So I'm going to feed you some information that you've got to put into this conversation. And of course, all our listeners can do the same. I'll take on the part of the waiter and the whisperer. I'm the cafe whisperer. We can do our conversation. Francesca and Katie, you are ordering some drinks in the cafe. Allora, buongiorno, cosa prendete?
Buongiorno, io vorrei un bicchiere di vino rosso, per favore. E tu, Katie, cosa vuoi?
Katie, say that you want an espresso, your partner wants a beer and your sister wants a sparkling wine.
Io vorrei un caffè, per il mio compagno una birra e per mia sorella uno spumante.
Allora, uno spumante, un vino rosso, una birra e un caffè.
Esatto.
Arrivo subito. Allora, il caffè è per lei.
Grazie.
Il vino rosso è per lei.
Grazie.
Ecco la birra e ecco lo spumante.
Grazie.
Ok, Katie, can you ask for the bill?
Il conto, per favore.
Ecco il conto, sono 9,90 euro. Okay, now that's quite a complex conversation. There are quite a few things in here that we'd like to cover in more detail. First of all, when I ask the question, what would you like or what do you want, what are you taking, literally, I ask, cosa prendete? Let's hear that again.
Cosa prendete?
Literally, what are you taking? What do you take? And it's a way of asking, what would you like in a cafe situation? You could answer this by saying, prendo, I take. So, cosa prendete? Prendo un cappuccino. I'll take or I'll have a cappuccino. Okay, let's come back to what we've been looking at in our conversation. Katie asked for un caffè, per il mio compagno una birra e per mia sorella uno spumante. So, for my partner, a beer, and for my sister, a sparkling wine, and Katie herself is having a coffee. And what did Francesca ask for?
Un bicchiere di vino rosso.
That was, of course,
a glass of red wine.
Molto bene. Okay, so the waiter brought the drinks back. He said, arrivo subito, literally, I arrive suddenly. I'll be straight back. I'll be right back. Arrivo subito. And when the waiter brought the drinks, he said, il caffè è per lei. The coffee is for you. Il vino rosso è per lei. The red wine is for you. And that time he was talking to Francesca. And then he said, e ecco la birra e lo spumante. Ecco means here is. Or there is, or it's when you're putting something down. Ecco la birra. Here is the beer. E lo spumante. And the sparkling wine. We'll come back to that. Don't worry. We'll not forget the uno spumante and lo spumante. It's definitely going to be covered later. Finally, the waiter said in response to Katie's request for the bill, ecco il conto. Here is the bill. Sono 9,90 euro. Katie, can you work out what that price would be?
It's €9 and 90 cents.
Correct. Well done. 9 euro, €9. That's straightforward enough. And 90 is a number that we've not done yet, but you guessed correctly. It's €9.90, which is good going for all those drinks, I have to say.
Yeah, not bad. Depends where we are in Italy.
It does depend. Okay. I've been promising to mention the spumante and talk about the fact that it's uno spumante and lo spumante. So far, we've learned that the indefinite article is either un or una, or for feminine words that start with a vowel, un apostrophe, un apostrophe. However, there is one other indefinite article in Italian, and that is uno. Francesca, can you explain when uno is used?
Yes, we use uno with tricky combinations of sounds. For example, when we have S followed by a consonant like spumante. So we cannot say un spumante. It would be too many consonants. N, s, p. So uno allows us to pause a little bit and pronounce the next word. Or uno sticky toffee pudding, for example. I always use this example. It works, apparently.
A very good example. Uno sticky toffee pudding. I like that. So when you use uno in the indefinite article, then to use the definite article, we don't use il, but
lo. So lo spumante, exactly. For example.
Again, there would be too many consonants with il spumante,
yes,
for an Italian speaker. So you use lo, lo spumante, lo sticky toffee pudding, lo sport. Lo sport. And there's another word that we've learned already, the word for uncle.
Sì, bravo, lo zio.
So that's another example of when we would use the uno or lo, when it begins with a Z.
Z.
So Z, S plus a consonant, and
Y, lo yoga.
Okay.
Or uno yoga. No, you wouldn't really say uno yoga. And PS, lo psicologo, or uno psicologo. GN, my favorite, lo gnocco.
Lo gnocco.
Or uno gnocco, but I usually eat more than one.
And before we get too complicated, we'll leave what happens when it gets to more than one gnocco for another lesson.
Yes, I think it's a good idea.
Although we have really covered it in a sense, because we've mentioned negli Stati Uniti.
Yes.
In the United States. That's all we'll say just now.
Uh-huh.
We'll explain it all in another lesson.
Yes.
Okay, you can join us again in our bonus episode this week when we'll be looking at some additional types of drinks that you might want to order in a bar. That's part of our bonus materials, which you can find out more about at coffeebreakitalianplus.com.
Why don't you practice the language you've learned today and in all the other lessons on our Facebook page at facebook.com/coffeebreakitalian. I'll see you there.
And if you are on Twitter, as usual, we are at Learn Italian.
Now, we have a special request for you this week. We would love it if you could take the time to head over to iTunes and leave us a review. And that helps other people learning Italian discover Coffee Break Italian as well. The more reviews we get, the higher up the charts will be, and that means more people will discover Coffee Break Italian and can join the community and practice their Italian along with us. Allora, grazie mille e arrivederci.
Alla prossima, ciao.
Arrivederci.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.